Where do you come from, Ted?
From, originally from Mytham Royd in West Yorkshire, near Halifax.
What about you, Sylvia?
Oh, I was born in Boston, Massachusetts, but I think I'm over here in England to stay now.
Well, somehow or another, there's a meeting between Yorkshire and the United States. Would you like to tell us how it happened?
Well, I left Cambridge in 1954, but I still had friends there that I used to go back and see now and again. And one of these friends produced a poetry magazine. This magazine just saw one issue. Anyway, I had some poems in this, and we had a celebration the day it came out.
To which I came. I happened to be at Cambridge. I was sent there by the government on a government grant, and I'd read some of Ted's poems in this magazine. I was very impressed, and I wanted to meet him. And I went to this little celebration, and that's actually where we met.
How did you develop this first meeting?
Well, I think we saw each other again on a Friday the 13th or something. In London, didn't we, somehow, after this? And then we saw a great deal of each other. Ted came back to Cambridge, and suddenly we found ourselves getting married a few months later.
I'd saved some cash. I'd been working for about 3 months, and everything I'd saved, I blew it in on a courtship, which lasted about 3 months.
What was the actual form of this proposal?
We kept writing poems to each other, and then it just grew out of that, I guess, the feeling that we both were writing so much and having such a fine time doing it, we decided that this should keep on.
The poems haven't really survived. The marriage overtook the poems.